Good evening. Is marriage worth it? Is the topic for today. In times past, marriage might have been worth it. Long ago, people would get married and have a family. The children would work the fields, crops, and livestock. They carried on the family name and the couple stayed together. That is not the case today. Today, marriage is not worth it. Today, farmers and ranchers have machines to do most of the work, so they don't need a dozen children to help around the farm. In addition, the women of today are very likely to divorce you and take half the farm. The risk versus reward isn't worth it today. Being single is better because everything that you own and earn belongs to you. You don't have to worry about having a woman snatch your money bags. The economy right now is in shambles, and the inflation rate is the highest it's been in 40 years. Do you think smart men want to put their life into someone else's hands? Hell no. They know it's best to safeguard what they have. On top of that, women never used to give access to the bedroom fun until they were married. Women are freely handing themselves over to men. They are easy and sleep around. Men sleep around with these women without putting their future at risk. This is known as the hookup culture. Why would men buy the cow when the milk is free? Women control access to the bedroom fun, so by giving themselves away so easily, they have ruined the incentive for men to get married. Once you get married, the bedroom fun almost completely stops. I was married for 9 years. At least 6 of those years were spent sleeping in separate bedrooms. Many other men have similar stories as mine. If you are a man that thinks you will have access to more bedroom fun by being married, you are mistaken. It's better to be single because you save money. Money is essential, without it you will become homeless. It's up to you how much money you want to have. Some men are content to live in a single-bedroom apartment. Other men have much higher aspirations. No matter what your aspirations are, getting married puts all of your money at risk. Another valuable resource that you can never make more of is time. Time cannot be replaced. You cannot go back in time. Life is short. I wasted almost 10 years of my life being married. I would have been much better off being single. The honeymoon phase is short and quickly ends. Since I am single, I don't have to impress anyone except myself. It's great. I can drive old vehicles that are reliable. I don't have to spend $50,000 or more on vehicles to get attention from women. I also can wear old clothes. I don't have to spend tons of money on a luxurious wardrobe. Men can easily save their money and live off a small amount. When you are married, that is not the case. The women nowadays are very demanding. They want to control how the money is spent. This leads to a disaster. Most women are not good at managing money. 80% of all consumer debt belongs to women. 65% of all college debt belongs to women. I don't know about you, but I don't want to ask permission from my wife if I want to buy something. Being single, I can buy whatever I want, when I want. I also don't have to decorate my house to please a nagging wife. I can make my giant man cave into anything I want. I am not there yet, but someday I will be able to hire my own maids and nurses. I wish I discovered this cheat code for life long ago. When you are single, you have the ability to control everything. When you are married, that freedom is gone. You often are forced to go places and meet people that you don't care to be around. I used to be envious of married couples when I was a teenager or in my early 20s. I thought I was missing out on something great. It took me 35 years to discover the red capsule. Now, when I look at married men, I feel sorry for them. Most of them have no zest for life anymore. The life force has been sucked out of them. They are a plow horse. They are constantly nagged, verbally and physically abused, and are miserable. Many of these men wish they could escape, but many of them are trapped. This is why the saying "it's cheaper to keep her" is popular. These men often have a joint spending account, and the wife watches it like a hawk. If you buy something without her permission, she goes berserk on you. You are basically a prisoner. When you are single, you are free. Many married men suffer from pain, depression, fear of missing out, guilt, shame, punishment, judgment, nagging, stress, being controlled, being manipulated, and disrespect. The woman who they fell for changed. The kind, loving, caring, thoughtful woman switches into a cold-hearted monster. My ex was this way as well. She never spoke to me unless she wanted something from me. We lived under the same roof, but I avoided her because she was a nightmare. She only wanted to get a child out of me. Once she obtained her daughter, I served my purpose and was no longer needed. I became the plow horse. By being single, you can avoid all of this misery. It's great being the king of your castle. I control the temperature of the house, I put the toilet seat any position I want, I buy what food I want, I can watch whatever I want and control the volume. I only have to provide food for myself, I don't have to argue over where or what we should eat. Freedom is priceless. When you are married to a woman, the demands and pressure grows more and more. Men can never be good enough or provide enough. They don't care about you. They care about what you can provide for them. They demand you pay for everything, but complain when you work overtime making more money. They also want instant gratification. They watch their friends' lives on Facebook and women on TV and want to have the same life. If your kitchen isn't trendy, they will demand that the kitchen be remodeled. Many men try to please the woman. They put everything they enjoy on hold. They become a slave. The woman thinks she is the queen and has a big ego. She thinks she is the prize. I have a spoiler alert. She is not the prize. You are. The man becomes a shell of his former self. You no longer have time for your life. You often gain lots of weight because you are constantly trying to please the queen. You don't have time to focus on yourself and go to the gym. She will also gain weight. Once you are married, she has you hooked. She no longer has to try to put on a show. So now, you are miserable being stuck with a nagging tundra beast. You are embarrassed for what you got yourself into. You say to yourself, "Why did I ever get married?" You get into debt to get her, and then you get in debt when she leaves you. When you are dating, it's not cheap. You spend lots of money overtime, courting and romancing her, also known as whining and dining. You invest your time, energy, effort, money, into someone that eventually will likely throw you away like trash. The average cost of a wedding is around $30,000. It depends mostly on how extravagant the woman wants the wedding to be. Because, as you know, being a man, your opinion is disregarded. The wedding day is all about her. She has looked forward to this day since she was a little girl. Let's do a cost breakdown. Engagement and wedding rings $10,000. Reception venue $15,439. Ceremony site $2,382. Transportation $856. Photographer $2,679. Videographer $2,021. Wedding event planner $2,002. Officiant $286. Wedding dress $1,631. Reception band $4,247. Groom's attire $283. Reception DJ $4,247. Hair and makeup $225. Ceremony musicians $797. Rehearsal dinner $1,297. Wedding cake $528. Catering $70 per person. Flowers and other decor $2,411. Invitations $386. Favors $245. I could buy a brand new vehicle for $30,000. Here is the crazy part. You spent all this money just to get the woman. Let's talk about what happens when she leaves you. If you are thinking a prenup will protect you, I have bad news for you. Prenuptial agreements can easily be thrown out in court. It's unfortunate, but in today's genocentric society, they usually side with the woman. When the woman divorces you, you are likely to lose half of your belongings. You could also be stuck paying her alimony forever and child support. You also have to spend thousands of dollars paying lawyers and court fees. You have to stop working to make court appearances and legal appointments. You spend countless hours through the entire divorce process. Sometimes it can take years to finalize a divorce. They make it very easy to get married, but very difficult to get divorced. It's very easy to rope you in. Don't fall for the tricks. Many men got married thinking they would have a family. Not if, but when the woman divorces you. Your children are often taken away from you and placed under the woman's care. Children that grow up without a father in the house have a much higher chance of committing crimes. It really disturbs their upbringing. The average cost of raising a child is $284,000 per child. Many men pay this cost and hardly ever get to see their children. The entire system is rigged against the man. Also, friends and family will often side with the woman. They will outcast you as a villain. It will take a toll on you mentally. Your wife and children are gone, and those that were once close to you turn on you. For this reason, men are 5 times more likely to off themselves than women after a divorce. A divorce is a lottery ticket for women and a nightmare for men. Before the woman pulls the plug, she will often dip her foot into the water. This could include flirting with other men, trying dating sites, etc. They are seeing how much attention they can receive before filing for divorce. In almost every case, the woman thinks the grass is greener and it's flooded by men's attention. So she is happy with her decision and already has a partner lined up. Meanwhile, you are often caught off guard and are absolutely crushed. This reconfirms her decision, and she feels really good. These men are just toying with her. They want one thing and one thing only. They want to get in her pants. Many men know divorcees and single moms are easy targets. They have their fun and then bounce. None of these men want to wife her up unless they are a cuck. The men she likes ghost her, and the only men that would think about marrying her, she is not attracted to. Eventually, after this cycle continues over and over, it will start to break her down mentally. It will also affect the children because they see a revolving door of men coming and going. She will eventually regret her decision. My ex-wife moved out and 30 days later tried to come back to me. She left to move in with a man. That man just had his fun with her and then kicked her to the curb. I told her, "No, you had your chance." I hired my own lawyer and divorced her. My feelings for her died long ago. After my daughter was born, my ex turned cold-hearted. I actually tried to divorce her 3 years prior. My mother tried to talk me into staying with her. I should not have listened to my mother. I wasn't red-capsuled back then. Women end the divorce 80% of the time. If they are college-educated, that number jumps to 90%. Many women who are married watch other women. They are always competing against each other. They often feel like they are missing out, and they get bored of the same partner, day in and day out. There has been studies done, and women lose interest in a partner quicker than men do. They live in a fantasy world. Back in decades past, women didn't have social media. They knew if they divorced, they may never get remarried. Back then, the divorce rate was 5%, and if you divorced, it was frowned upon. Nowadays, women have thousands of men at their fingertips, and being divorced is celebrated. Women love playing the victim. They will take no accountability for their actions. Her friends will pat her on the back and say, "You made a great decision escaping that toxic man. You can do much better." Because they have so many options, they don't feel any remorse jumping ship and divorcing you. They enjoy the new thrilling existing partners. But revenge is best served cold. Years later, when men are done giving her attention, she will start to panic. She will not be able to find anyone that she likes to marry her. At this time, you are likely to get a knock on your door. Never let her back ever. When your soon-to-be ex-wife bounces on you, everyone on her side turns against you. Even her new partner will take in on trash-talking you. "You didn't do anything wrong. You do not understand. You did everything and anything to make her happy." Years of sacrifice gone in an instant. All the time, all the money, all the effort is gone. Like a Thanos finger snap. You have no control over this. Once you are married, you gave up all control. In today's world, nothing you do can ever satisfy their hunger for more. These women's hypergamy is unleashed. Money can't save a marriage, nothing can. When she decides to bounce on you, you are helpless. No amount of holding masculine frame can stop it. All the laws favor women as well. Many women will make up lies about you and shed crocodile tears to get sympathy and attention. They will believe her word over yours. You could be removed from your house, and she could move a new man in. This could be a house that you are still paying for. Many states have no-fault divorce. You no longer need a reason to get divorced. At any time for any reason, she could pull the plug on you. Ask a married man how happy he is. Many may pretend to be happy, others will be honest and say they wish they were single. There may be some good women, but I calculate that number to be 2-4%, and it's not worth dealing with the other 98%. Even if you found a great woman, you know the odds are stacked against you. Even if you did wish to be married, you know that it is simply too much of a risk. Some women have noticed this and are alarmed. This number is very, very tiny. Helen Smith is one woman who has noticed that men are done. She wrote a book called Men on Strike. 98% of women don't see a problem because they think we men are the problem. The 98% of toxic women are ruining it for the decent 2%. Infidelity for women has increased by 40% over the past 26 years for women and 0 for men. The divorce rate is 50%. That number is for all people. When you look at millennials, it is close to 70%. I have 3 brothers. Out of us 4, 3 of us are divorced, and one of my brothers never has had a girlfriend. Many men are going their own direction without even knowing it. It's simply not worth getting married. Many men who are blue capsuled may think they are better off than you. You can't try to force the red capsule onto men who are closed-minded. Once the men are divorced, then it would be a good chance to introduce them into the red capsule realm. A funny example that I often think about is a married man versus a single man. The single man will be able to work unlimited hours and dedicate time to himself and his life. The married man will be held to a tight schedule that revolves around pleasing his wife. Eventually, the married man will lose almost everything. Now you have 2 single men. Which man do you think is doing better? Smart men with vision and foresight have analyzed everything from every angle and know it's best to remain single. It may have been beneficial to get married in times past, but not in 2022. The single man that didn't get married will be so much ahead of the man that got divorced. So the next time you see a married couple, don't be jealous. You win in the end. It gets even better. Because you choose to be single, you will have way more money, have time to be more fit, have less stress, and be a free man. You become a piece of meat. These women are like ravaging wolves. They will start salivating at the sight of you. They will see no wedding ring on your hand and try to grab you. You will avoid their clutches because you are red capsuled. You know it's better to live as a king than as a slave. I wish to remain single and not get married because I no longer have to seek approval or validation from others. I focus on my hobbies. More time for my career. Less stress. Not having to worry about having to provide for others. Snore without dealing with an evil monster next to me. No longer compromising. Everything in the house is mine. Not worrying about impressing others. I do not have to dress to impress. I do not have to worry about shyness. I do not have to look like a monkey asking a woman to dance. I do not have to worry about facing rejection asking women out. I have 0 clucks to give. No longer being fearful of a partner betraying me. Remaining true to myself. Maintain my confidence. Not forced to change myself for someone. Not forced to be in uncomfortable places with people I dislike. Control the volume of my TV, music, heater, and AC. Go to bed when I want. Wake up when I want. Not having to deal with constant nagging and tests. Not having to have my emotions played with. Saving money. saving time. I am a free man who lives like a king. This is the longest episode I have done to date. It wouldn't be fair of me to not talk in depth about this topic. This is arguably the most important topic I have covered. Most men enter the red capsule realm through trauma. I try to break things down from different angles that are not often talked about. I am turning 40 this year. My life is taking off. This wouldn't have been possible if I was married. Join me, let's live like kings. Leave these thoughts in the dust. What they have created has turned us men away. They will regret what they have done, eventually, only when it's too late. Be sure to like, comment, share, and subscribe. It will help this channel to grow and get the message out. If you have any feedback, I would like to hear from you. I am currently establishing myself on other platforms. Eventually, when they come after me, I will have fallback options. If you would like to send me your story, a news article, ask for advice, etc., you can contact me in the email address listed in the description. I will feature it on my other channel, the Wolf's Den channel. Thank you for watching. This is the Lone Wolf signing out.
We're better off as strangers. Believe me when I say, loving me is loving danger. Your heart is bound to break. I'll walk alone in the night, neath the pale moon. Loving's for the fools. Baby, beware of my bite. I'm alone, I'm alone, I'm a lone wolf. 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 I'm a
creeping through the shadows.